Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Hairmon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brant Alia. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Billings. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knoop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hairmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairmon hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMullen. The throw from Hairmon and he is safe. McMullen steals second. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a fly ball into right field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into left field. Billings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howard juggles the ball. That's an error on Howard. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field. Alia picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Alia. Melton goes all the way around to score. Hermann moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hermann moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 1 in the game. Billings takes first base on ball 4. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen bunts towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. McMullen moves to third. Billings moves to second. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMullen tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billings scores. It's 2-1, Senators. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cullen throws to second for 1, and Brinkman throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Aparicio moves to second. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Alia. Ward reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ward scores. Melton moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 2 in the game. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Alan Steele second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Alan moves to third. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alia hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Senators, 3. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Dick Billings is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Billings is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Billings hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Billings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 2 in the game. John hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-3, Senators. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 3 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Ken Berry. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio scores. May moves to second. One out. It's 5-4, Senators. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Billings settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Ed Hermann. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. May scores. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0 for 3 in the game. Knupp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing center field. Dwayne Josephson now catching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Alia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. McMullen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McMullen reaches second base with a double. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Dick Billings. Dan Osinski now pitching. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stroud is walked intentionally. Mike Epstein pinch hits for Tim Cullen. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMullen moves to third. Stroud moves to second. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball 4. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Casanova hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Stroud scores. Epstein moves to second. It's 7-5, Senators. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing right field. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Dell Unser now playing center field. Hank Allen now playing left field. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Held pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.